one.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophet wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program tonight, brought to you by RevelationRadioNetwork.org, Revelation Radio Network, coming at you this afternoon, this evening on a Monday, the 17th of February, 2014. I'm here every Monday night on Revelation Radio Network, and I have my own broad network as well. Monday to Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. at watchmanforjesus.com. You can pick it up there. And Tuesday to Friday nights, all in between, I have a Bible study that goes on for an hour and a half a night, Tuesday to Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to remind you all, tomorrow I do have an appearance. I'll be on a guest on a show on Republic Broadcasting Network tomorrow at Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock till 2, on Deanna Spagnola's program called Spagnola Speaks on RBN. You can go there and click Listen Live if you'd like, from 12 to 2. You can try it out today to see if it works, or tonight, tomorrow, to see, you know, how to get on there. But I'll be on there from 12 to 2 as a guest. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about specifically for 2 hours about the attack on American veterans by the Illuminati, which includes our own government and European government and Israelis and the Russians and every doggone every one of them going after our American soldiers. They have since 1950, actually, the Illuminati. They were targeted in an effort beginning in the 1950s to take us down. This is a fact. This is not a speculation or a theory. And I'll explain more about it tomorrow from 12 to 2. And it's quite an eye-opener. And just in 1 hour, I need to get across my point. Because in the last hour, the second hour, we'll be taking phone calls. So at that point, you know how the rhythm would go. Because then you're taking phone calls and it's going to get out of the rhythm. But I have to lay it out exactly how this has been done and currently ongoing. Especially since there is 22 suicides per day of the veterans is being orchestrated. It's not accidental. It's not individual post-traumatic stress deciding to take their life. This is being done by technology, psychotropic drugs, and objectives for a bigger purpose. So I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Well, welcome us tonight. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, as I do. And then what I want to talk about tonight and it'll branch off into many different subjects, is the current news, but the background behind the news, the real background. And, you know, you're not going to hear this mainstream music, news. They're not going to tell you what I'm going to tell you tonight. Well, whenever I do my broadcast, it's the same thing, except different attack points, but I go into the deep meaning of what's going on that links up to the Humanist Manifesto. How the Freemasons at the highest level, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Jesuits, the Illuminati, the elite, have set up this conspiracy in detail. That's what I cover in all my broadcasts. Is to talk about the current news, because the current news, really, when you look at headlines of the news, like one article, just pick one, doesn't matter. And when they match up with the Humanist Manifesto and as an agenda item, the news is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, and this is a fact. So when it matches up with their agenda items based on the Humanist Manifesto, which is discussed in the Bilderberg Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, United Nations meetings, CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Tavistock, Gorbachev Foundation, and on and on. They quantify in specific detail how they're going to accomplish the Humanist Manifesto. For example, I talked about today in my broadcast from 4 to 6, how the Rockefeller Foundation funded the feminist movement. And the feminist movement, in fact, without a doubt, 100% affirmed, with Rockefeller's own mouth, confirms that the feminist movement was created to destroy the country. It goes back to 1904, even before that. Lenin said, to destroy a country, you destroy the family. That's how you do it. That's just one methodology, one technique. And then how do you destroy a family? Then you go into funding movements, events. You change entire cultures using Tavistock, a behavioral think tank in England. In Britain, it's a behavioral think tank that's linked up to the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Illuminati. And they control virtually every college and university in America and Europe. This is big. It's not some small little committee or council or whatever. They change cultures. They plan century ahead, 50 years ahead, 20 years ahead. They plan way ahead with 100% success. They planned our 1960s cultural revolution right down to their kind of words, clothing, drugs, music, rock and roll, Beatles, Elvis. And this is confirmed. This is not theory. This is documented. Now you see. And as I'm talking, when I say something, just, what? That sounds crazy. While I'm talking, don't just say it sounds crazy. Look it up as we're talking. So here's the point. The articles I pick out that matches up with the Humanist Manifesto agenda items and precepts and so forth, the doctrine. It's like a teaching tool, a training tool for mankind. So you take one article and you plug it in the search bar and you're going to find out it was sent throughout the United States. So when certain groups read it, they'll take it as fact, because 90% of America's population actually believe the news on TV and the news they read is truth. And every bit of media, 100%, not 99, not 99, 100% of your media is controlled through the Council of Foreign Relations. Goes back to 1915, when J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers when it started to control it and furnish the editor that was subjugated under the control of the Illuminati, and they've never lost control since 1915. It's passed on, 1921 time frame, to Rockefellers Plus at the Council of Foreign Relations when it was created. They've maintained control ever since. TV, magazines, newspapers, TV programming, so-called reality TV, everything, bar none. If it's on the TV, it's controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. And you know who the Council of Foreign Relations is? That's just another byname of the Illuminati. The lower level employees, workers, contractors of the Council of Foreign Relations, a lot of them don't even know that they work for the enemy that's going to destroy them and kill their families. They don't even know that. They have no idea. If they'd research it, they'd find out it's true. That should get your attention, because everything I've told you is a fact. That all said, I cover articles that I know are teaching points, or manipulation, or brainwashing points, that actually are events that happened. Sometimes they're codes. Sometimes they're made-up articles. Sometimes they actually happened, that they create the situation and then report it for a brainwashing tool. Family, it's not about a country. It's about a Luciferian agenda. That's what it boils down to. Lord, tonight we come before you in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come on this Revelation Radio Network. Father, we thank you for the network you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to preach the Word of God, to tell the truth, Lord, to bring out the open the dark. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. And we thank you, Lord, for those miracles you've given us that you've put before us that sometimes we might miss. But thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that gives us discernment to be able to see through the darkness and to see the light. Lord, we thank you for the King James Bible, the only true word of God on the face of this planet. Father, we thank you for that. The Father, we know that one day may come that we won't have that Bible. So, Father, we know you'll write it on our hearts and give us the words to speak when that day comes. Lord, we pray for our brethren, those in need of miracles. We pray for Thomas, Lord, to get him for his move. Lord, we pray for Tom Listener, for his father, Lord, that you'll heal him. And Lord, we pray for those down in Venezuela. Lord, they're having some problems down there. Lord, we pray that you'll use those events and these tragedies that's coming, that, Lord, you use them for your purpose of bringing people to Jesus Christ. And Father, to make it something good out of tragedies that are brought about by evil. Lord, we pray for the awakening of our leaders, that, Father, they'll pull away from the Luciferian agenda, that, Father, that the Freemasons will renounce their blood oath and get out of there. Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, that you're able to, that you have provided us a way by which we can renounce these sins through Jesus. And, Lord, that we know that we're saved through him. And, Father, we pray in all these things. We pray for our returning veterans, that, Father, that have these microchips in their heads and voices to voice the skull, that, Father, that you'll silence those voices. Lord, we pray for an awakening of this country. We pray for an awakening of the truth about Jesus Christ and the truth about who Satan is and what he's doing. That, Lord, it gives us something to pray against and through Jesus Christ to pray for. And, Lord, to give us that knowledge and raise up your elect, that, Father, they can pray, they can do miracles, that they can bring others to Jesus, and, Lord, to spread the gospel. And, Father, to enter these churches, the Holy Spirit convict them of their false Bibles, that, Father, that the King James is the only one, that, Lord, they need conviction in these churches to get rid of these false Bibles, and, Father, to preach the true word of God, get the Kundalini Spirit out, and all this tongues and all this, Lord, that and the snakes and all this that's going on, that, Lord, you touch them with the Holy Spirit to bring the true word of God to them, and to give those preachers the trust, give those preachers the truth, and the courage to step away from the 501c3 control and step away from their secret lives and bring the truth of the gospel to their parishioners. These things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I take that right out of the Bible. And that doesn't make me special. It just means I can read. That's all it means, and I'm not afraid to, neither. If you find yourself, however, repulsed, uncomfortable, impatient, don't want to hear no more, tired of hearing it, because you're looking for political knowledge tonight, which I'm going to give you. But if you feel uncomfortable when someone's talking about God, about Jesus, you better start worrying. Why would you feel uncomfortable, why would this make you uncomfortable? What difference would it make? We talk about Buddha, right? Talk about Muhammad or Buddha or Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, Russell, Helena Blavatsky or Krishna or Bodhisattva or whatever all day long, right? Don't bother you. Just talk about it. Discuss it at your student union and all that sort of thing. In classes, just talk about it. But you bring up the word Jesus and you watch what happens. Every time. Every single time you bring up that name, Jesus Christ, what happens? Yeah, the professor gets awful out of whack, don't he? He gets all angry at you. And your students, your fellow students sitting there at the student union and you're having a little cup of tea or whatever you're having, drinking, and you start talking about Jesus, somebody gets all irritated. Somebody wants to leave. Others just sit there like a deer in headlights looking at you. You know why? I'll tell you exactly why. Because it's supernatural. Because the Holy Spirit comes down upon that group. Whether there's two or more, there is a church. It's not a Catholic church. It's not the Protestant church. It's not the Baptist church or Methodist or Presbyterian or Timbuktu Quakers or whatever. It's about Jesus and Jesus alone. It's not about some religion. It's not about church with four walls. The church is not four walls of religion. The church is where two or more are gathered in his name, whether it's under an oak tree or whether it's in a little shack or a treehouse. It don't matter. It's where you are and you bring up the name of Jesus and you pray, you got yourself a church. That's the meaning of the word church in the Bible. Now I feel compelled to let you know about the the educational background, what I'm talking about. Let me give you evidence. First of all, the fact that public education and the American media have in fact been taken over by a group of people who want us to abandon our traditional worldview and accept the secular humanism or Marxism and Leninism is very easily documented. Now, as I'm speaking, don't just sit there. You can pull up what they call another window or minimize something, whiz-bang, computer stuff going on there, all right? You can put two windows up there. And while I'm talking, you got a window where you're probably at Blog Talk Radio or you're somewhere else. I don't know. Then pull up another one. And you got a little search bar there, right? So I'll say secular humanism. Very simple. Let your little fingers do the walking. And you go up and you type humanism in the search bar. And you hit the enter button. And there you got it. And you look for the precepts of what it is. And that is what's going on today. Managed by select groups of folks in the United Nations of a highest level, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs in England, CFR in America, Trilateral Commission, Gorbachev Foundation, Club of Rome, and the Bilderberg Group. But guess what? Representatives from all those groups meet in one location after they've met in their particular groups of the five I've mentioned, six, whatever. They collect their think-tanking issues, talking points, plans, agenda, milestones, objectives, and they meet at what's called the round table. Like one, two, or three, or whatever, meet from each of those groups to discuss where they are and their milestones. Milestones to formulate their humanist manifesto. Now, this is a fact. You can deny it all you want. It will not change the fact. So, and they submit their findings to a committee called the Committee of the 300. Look up John Coleman. Link it up to the Committee of the 300. You have your Illuminati. And they're all bloodline. Same DNA bloodline. In other words, they have a family reunion you couldn't go to. It don't matter where you have a great-great aunt that's linked up to one president. That doesn't mean squat. That doesn't mean nothing. These people have a distinct DNA that you don't have, by the way. That's why they marry their second cousins. And they keep track of one specific DNA trait. It's not even out of iron oxide DNA. It's copper-based DNA. Fallen angel DNA that goes back to the tribe of Dan. The disinherited tribe kicked out of the 12 tribes of Jacob. It still persists today. As a matter of fact, the tribe of Dan, their bloodline, is your Queen Elizabeth today and all of her descendants and family members are part of the tribe of Dan. I'd say it's pretty significant, wouldn't you? And inclusive of every one of our presidents. Family, we've been scammed by one family genetic trace. If you don't believe it, I highly recommend you research it. Otherwise, you're not going to get it. You're not going to understand how Satan is operating. It goes back to Egypt. The pharaohs of Egypt is one bloodline. Satan got with the tribe of Dan, fake Jews, intermingled with them, you might say. And then he had Holy Roman Empire. The Vatican hides it under a false Christianity. They're lying to their parishioners. Badly. Look up Alberto Rivera. They tried to debunk him? Nah. They're liars. They murdered him. I'm not saying or implying that every educator individually or every movie producer or every journalist, every publisher, but by now they probably are. But not every single one is a part of the conspiracy, but the ones that's not, they won't get very far. They will not prosper. This goes for actors, actresses, singers, dancers. They don't prosper, and they won't. Now, earlier today, part one of the broadcast I had with the testimony from their own mouths. I'm not going to go over it today because you can get the archives of today's broadcast, earlier 4 to 6. It's already, I already downloaded it, uploaded it, whatever loaded you want to call it. And so, by their own words, in a very good video, audio, they admit how Satan controls the entertainment industry. Matter of fact, with objectives, with council's committees, there are seven rays I've talked about many times before. Education, philosophy, religion, all religion. I mean every religion. Science, arts, politics, and finance. Those seven areas have milestones, objectives, controllers, committees, councils that make sure objectives specific to these seven areas are managed. Now, I talked about this today, and I have some, I guess, new people today, but I'm a follower of put your money where your mouth is. So, evidence coming up. There's enough people in key leadership positions in each of these fields to control much of what's being taught in public schools, for example. Freemasons, Easter Stars, control the management of public schools to make sure those teachers fall in line. The messages that are being broadcast by American media is controlled through the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, before most of us were born, the humanists, and they carry from generation to generation, the ultimate goal is one world government. They were claiming victory in the conquest of the public schools. The control of the schools began in 1908 by the Rockefellers. Well, in 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. So now, if you really want to know, you probably be searching, oh, that's crazy. So you start searching it right now when I'm talking. Charles Francis Potter, who is this guy? And you look for the quote. Actually, you'll find it in Humanism, A New Religion, Simon & Schuster, New York, New York, 1930, page 128. You'll find it's real. To show the continuity of this agenda, just fast forward 50 years. I'll tell you, let's do this. Let's fast forward to 1973. And in 1973, that's probably about 40-some years later, right? 43 years later or something. In 1973, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, medical doctor of Harvard University. Harvard, you know Harvard, right? Harvard University addressed 2,000 teachers in one auditorium in Denver, Colorado in 1973. So in front of 2,000 teachers, Dr. Pierce said the following, quote, "Every child in America who enters school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because it comes to school with allegiances toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, oh yeah, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Family, this training, this thing started in 1945. Now let's fast forward a total of 57 years from 1930. Talk about Herbert London. What did he say? From New York University, Herbert London. He said, I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. And then in 1989, Georgia Ann Geyer, syndicated columnist under Clinton administration from the Council of Foreign Relations, Georgia Ann Geyer. She said, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities." Now, you'll find that in Marxism, Thriving on American Campuses, the Denver Post, on August the 29th, 1989, on page B7, and Herbert London, you'll find also on Marxism, Thriving on American Campuses, The World and I article, January 1987, page 189. And then there's Roger Kimball. Roger Kimball said, I quote, With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu break, and that's the Marxist and humanist menu he's talking about. Continuing, at the center of the humanities curriculum at both the undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. Roger Kimball, you'll find that, quote, in Tenured Radicals, publishers Harper and Row, in New York, 1990, page Roman numeral 8. Now, I just go on and on. I got a whole bunch of them here that confirm it. I believe in killing a fly with a sledgehammer. I'm not going to continue with all this because I made my point here, pretty much, in this part of it. Family, you got to understand, this conspiracy is real. And it's kept secret by codes, secret oaths, and proceedings. Even JFK, who was Illuminati, turned away from his family, turned away from the Illuminati, and he was going to change things. And you find a quote of him. I've talked about it before. Actually, I feel a little compelled. Since you may doubt what I say, which is fine with me, but you won't doubt that what JFK says. So let's see what JFK has to say about it. In a speech he made.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence and the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger.
Now, family, that's an excerpt of a 19-minute speech in which I have the full 19 minutes. But that's an excerpt that some of you have probably heard before from his speech of 19 minutes in front of a dinner or luncheon or whatever. Any question as to why he was murdered by the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Illuminati, and his own family? Any question? Because it states it right there. You see, God's in control. He can touch men's hearts to change them. This is what Satan hates. It's what the Illuminati can't predict. That's why they hate and very much try to control deathbed confessions of their minions. That's why they commit assassinations of those who are starting to change over. From movie stars to singers to political leaders, scientists. In those seven areas, they die in car wrecks and plane crashes. This is the reason why. As a matter of fact, specifically, there's 11 areas of the seven that I can quantify it a little bit more. The global elite, and what I've described thus far, the global elite is controlled by the... Now, they want to call them. Listen to me now. Hold on there. They want to try to call them the Anunnaki and the fourth dimensional reptilians and other such nonsense, total nonsense, fantasy. But what they really are the sons of God of the Old Testament, the fallen angels that are masquerading this era as aliens. In other words, your so-called four-star generals up in the Pentagon and cosmic top secret level permadex and wherever else they are being fooled into thinking these are extra-dimensional beings or aliens or whatever, and they're working with them, literally. And there's some agreement to be able to kidnap a certain number of humans to use for peace. It's a trade-off, supposedly. But their highest leaders are being taken as fools because they're dealing with the devil. And even Swedenborg in the 18th century, Swedenborg was known as a man who spoke with angels. He has warned mankind, although he himself was a universalist, wasn't a Christian. Then again, today, what is a Christian? So convoluted. I call myself a follower of Jesus. That's it. Are you a Christian? I said, well... that's a hard question. What do you mean a hard question? Well, Christian is associated with Christianity. And Christianity is so messed up with wrong Bibles, wrong doctrine, and even holidays. I said, I follow Jesus and no holidays. Because Jesus says in the Bible about no holy days. It's there. Oh, I'm not going to go into the fourth commandment right now. I've talked about that before. I've got it on my website. I've talked about the Sabbath and all that. But the 11 areas is taken from the seven I mentioned just a while ago, to be more specific now, controlled by the global elite, which is controlled by these fallen angels, were also called sons of God. Also, they're called the hierarchy. the community, the Great White Brotherhood, aliens, ascended masters, and whatever they call themselves. They have New Age names. Look it up. Sanat, S-A-N-A-T, Kumara. That is Satan with a New Age identity. Family, this is serious. This is not some fantasy or science fiction. This is real. And they're going to be public sometime in the future under Project Bluebeam. And whatever it's called now, I don't know. It used to be called Bluebeam. Now, what I'm doing for the past 40 minutes is laying the groundwork when I start talking about these articles. Now, my regular listeners, they know that sometimes I'll say some of the same things, but I do that to lay the groundwork for those that might not have been in my previous broadcasts. And then I start throwing in new material. I start throwing in new revelations, new points. That's how I do it. The 11 areas that they control under the global elite are the following. I mean, this is worldwide under one umbrella. You understand this? The banking. That's just one of it. When Alex Jones and the other controlled opposition say it's the bankers that's doing this, family. It's like going to a department store and you fall and break your leg or something and you sue the shoeshine boy because he watched you fall. The bankers are nothing more than shoeshine boys. They're a dime a dozen. They'll kill him when they want to and raise up another one. It's not a problem at all. They don't solve, even Bernanke. These people on that level are nothing. Eric Holder. Man, they're the throwaways. Eric Holder, Bernanke, all these guys, they don't mean anything. They mean zip. They use them. Oh, yeah. Get out of hand, they just kill them. It's not a big deal. They're throwaways. The highest level, we think of the highest level, are nothing but shoeshine boys. So bankers at Wall Street, you got to be kidding me. But they will use them as a scapegoat. Just like the Nuremberg trial. Nuremberg trial, it went, right? Yeah, well, explain why we brought 10,000 Nazis over that formed the CIA. Explain that little whiz-bang material there. How about that? And we brought Hitler over, too. Around 1945, 1946, he didn't kill himself. He died in 1960s. Family, you've been lied to. History books are worthless. Now we go back to what I said about the schools. Now you know why the books are useless. They tell you just enough what you need to know. Make sure now today. Matter of fact, today they stopped teaching history in a lot of schools. They got the textbooks in the back of the room, but they have handouts. They don't want you learning history in the schools nowadays. They're getting close to the end times, getting close to the New World Order. So the next generation, little by little, you see, little by little, they start cutting down the education. Real sneaky, isn't it? Well, the 11 areas that they control further, worldwide, understand this, is banking, all business. Six industries control all the corporations. Six of them, worldwide. You got military. All militaries. I mean all militaries. Ever since the beginning. Every war has been pre-planned generation ahead. In other words, the Americans, Germans, Japanese, Italians, Australians, those who fought each other actually had the same enemy. The enemy would be the one that fomented the war, and that was the Jesuits, the Vatican, with the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Illuminati, using Hegelian dialectic methodology to bring people to fight each other. Because their motto, look it up as I'm talking if you want or don't, whatever. Order out of chaos. Well, if you don't have chaos, you create it. If you don't have a religion, they create one. For the movie stars, they had Scientology, right? Well, the Scientology now, as they planned all along, is going to morph into Satanism. and humanism. They got you. You see, that's how they do it. They created Islam. The Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. The ancient mystery schools of religion before the Vatican Church in 325 A.D., Council of Nicaea, and before that you had the Church Fathers, but that was the development of the Roman Catholic doctrine. Before that, though, you had Mithraism, Zoroastrianism, the ancient mystery schools. Those people that rejected that religion, they created Roman Catholicism. Constantine was a worshiper of Baal, sun god. So to bring in the Christians, Constantine was part of bringing in Christianity. So when the Muslims, when the Arabs, descendants of Ishmael, rejected the Roman Catholicism, guess what they did? No problem. 6th century, they created a religion for them called Islam. And it was a peaceful religion. Islam is a peaceful religion in its own raw doctrine. The Muslim Brotherhood is what made it violent. However, the Vatican funded the invading Muslim armies of Northern Africa in about the 9th century with an agenda to further take Jerusalem, and that's why today you have British Israel. However, the Muslim generals, about the 9th or 10th century, said, you know, we're doing really well here. God turned them over to lust, the power of lust. And they wanted to come into Europe. That was not part of the deal. God's always in control. And so, the Vatican then had to form Knights Templar, Alumbrados, and the Crusades, 11, to stop what they'd started already. See, God's in control. The Vatican, in 1850s, created communism, 1776, Adam Weishaupt, look it up. 1850s, fascism, communism, Zionism in 1897, and by dividing people up in these isms, causing people to fight, they accomplished their goals. Every single time. So every war we've ever fought in has never been against enemies. It's been against made enemies by the Vatican and the Illuminati by design. And one more point before I tell you the other areas they control is they are now bringing out the truth. They want you to know. They have to tell you the truth before they do it. Like God requires his prophets to tell us what's going to do before it happens. He requires them to tell you what's going to happen before they do it. But they do it in such a way that's either not believable or linked up to fictional novels or they lie in some way, but they still have to tell you the truth. It's downplayed in different ways. But they still have to tell you. You have to use the Holy Spirit and wisdom, discernment, to be able to pick it up. But they got to keep you distracted so you won't act on it, you see? What do you mean act on it? I mean praying against it in prayer groups. That's what I'm talking about. So all militaries have always been under control of both sides, always, of every war. The Rothschilds controlled Japan and Russia in 1904. The Rothschilds controlled both the North and the South of our Civil War. The French, they controlled on the South, and the Germans on the North. You ever think why the Europeans helped us? Because the Rothschilds had control. They wanted to make sure we did not rise to any world power, because they always been afraid. And they learned when the Muslims did, they knew that if we grew the way they were going to build us to be their debt collector, their mafia hitman, Edward Bernays, for example, coined the word fight for freedom later in the 20th century. Family, we've been hooked and crooked. I'm a former U.S. Marine. And for me to tell you these things is not, makes me cringe a little bit. But I have to tell you, even our Medal of Honor, it's satanic Baphomet. That's a problem in my mind. But that's exactly what it is. The death of the Romanov. You know, let me show you how they work. The Congress of Vienna started in September 1814. It concluded in June of that year. And the reason for the Congress of Vienna was for the Rothschilds to create, form a world government, and to give them complete political control over much of the civilized world. Family, ever since Alexander and before to Nimrod, Satan's been trying to have a world government. He has not succeeded, now has he? In the background, God's in control. But they don't know when God's going to make a big move here. So they always got to be ready with their dictator. Nimrod, Alexander, Hitler. They've always been ready to form up whoever. Because they don't know what God's going to do. They don't know what God's going to allow. They don't know when Jesus, he keeps them always wondering, when's Jesus coming? Because they're scared to death. They're the ones in fear. Why do you think on a human level they have all this control? Cameras, videos, DHS, TSA, FBI, CIA, all this technology. Because they're scared to death. Because they don't know when their time of end is going to come. So they must always stay up and running. They're afraid of you. Because they know you have God on their side through Jesus Christ. So they got to keep you in fear and you always on the move and you always being afraid. See, now, today, those controlled opposition like Alex Jones and Quayle and Dizdar and Nathan Leal and all these guys that support the Vatican, secret societies, secretly, and against the King James Bible, Sceba and a whole lot of them, they pretend to be on your side, but they're required to tell you 80-90% of the truth and misdirect you the other 10-20%. Misdirect you from the truth by pretending to be Christian. To pull you in and then redirect you. To wow you over with CDs, books and novels and all this sort of thing. Because we're amazed at this on TV. No, sir. The only truth you're going to get is the King James Bible, not a narrow one of them. Not even one. All the way up to the Pope. And I mean this literally, can prove otherwise. The Pope is subject under the King James Bible. And the sooner he realizes it, the better off he's going to be. And then everybody all the way down. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. And when he does, he's coming back to judge. Right now, he's your and my intercessor to God from the accuser, Satan. Right now, he's your lawyer. You're bought with a price, his life of his only begotten son, who died and was resurrected. That's what's going on today. But back to what I was talking about. For example, back in those days, 1800s, many of the European governments were in debt to the Rothschilds. That's how they do it. That's what they used us for. Look up War is a Racket by Major General Smedley D. Butler. He explains it right there. Three-time Medal of Honor winner. Accepted two and turned one down. He tells you how we were debt collectors ever since 1897. Under the guise, the lie, that we're fighting for freedom. It's never been the truth ever. That hurts me to say that because I'm a Marine and I know what other Marines, they don't know this. They don't understand this. I found it out. And I'm preaching it. And I got evidence too. as do many people. Where do you think I got my information? From researchers that escaped the matrix, saw the truth. I don't publish anything. I don't have a book or CD, or I don't sell gold and silver and 10 buck to, I don't know, $19.99 to get this, that, and another, although it's necessary for some people. I know when I was my other broadcast network, it took money to be able to broadcast on their network, and so I had a sponsor, Gypsies. I didn't know they were Gypsies, but anyway, I had a sponsor, and I didn't know they were taking me for a fool for 9 months. That's another story, but nevertheless, so I was into wanting donations and all that sort of thing, and because they had to pay the money to the network to be able to broadcast on this thing called prime time or whatever. And then they always wanted me to talk about gold and silver, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I couldn't do it. And selling freeze-dried food and all that stuff, I couldn't get into it. But I did ask for donations for the, and they actually control the PayPal thing. I let them, dumb on my side, but I trusted them. But nevertheless, I don't want to write no book. I don't want to have any CD. I only have one book. All the other books have been written. Bill Cooper and Anthony Sutton and them. So I use them. If you want to read all about it, go to them. Only book I want to promote is a King James Bible. And go buy it yourself somewhere else. I don't sell them neither. King James Bible. That's it. Go get you one. Cambridge edition. Wherever you can find it, get it now. Start reading that sucker and start reading it and start memorizing verses, because there's going to come a day when you ain't going to have it. Start now. Run your own Bible studies. Family, you better start now. This is practice. Don't you wait around. Start learning Scripture. Family, this is serious. If you can't see it happening now, I don't know what to tell you. But back to what I was talking about. European governments were in debt to the Rothschilds. That's how they do it in every country. Matter of fact, it happened to us, Lincoln. He was a racial avatar. That was his role. After the Civil War, his role was to take the loans from Rothschilds at 33% interest. He said, nope, I'm not going to do it. It's like, what do you mean you're not going to do it? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to coin our own money. Sixth Amendment. Coin our own money. No interest. Lincoln, you can't do that. I'm going to do it. Just like JFK, they murdered Lincoln. The Illuminati. Jesuits. Masons. Masons, you got to get out of this Mason group. Mason organization that worship Lucifer. It's a fact. The Grand Inspector Generals are lying to you. You'll find the truth in Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike. You know, if you want to send me an email or something, I'll read it over the air. Your blood oaths are going to send you to hell. The blood oaths you take, you're cursing your family. You're cursing your family for four generations. Now, when we get back, I'm going to there's a break coming up here. And when I come back off the break, I'm going to give you a little bit of this history real quick. I'm going to tell you the 11 areas that they control, and we're going to move on to the next news so I can be able to explain the news now. You got a basic background of how it works. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Humanist Manifesto so you'll have exactly what I mean by manifesto. And we'll be back after this station break coming up when it starts. It's that timing issue, you know.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. It's simply your food. We are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Hey folks, Erin Dakins here from the Truth Traveler Radio Show. I have a question for you. Do you wake up in the middle of those cold nights looking for another blanket? Well, I've got the solution, the Sherpa Bed Warmer. What's that, you ask? It's the opposite of a blanket. Instead of sleeping under it, you sleep on top of it. It goes under your bottom sheet to collect your body heat and keeps you warm and cozy all night long. No electricity, no magnetic fields, nothing to catch fire. Realistically, a no-brainer. With today's high energy cost, making the most of your own body heat makes perfect sense. Made of thick pile synthetic fleece and fitting all bed sizes, the Sherpa Bed Warmer is something you don't want to do without. Great for everyone, children, the elderly, preppers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Machine washable, too. Compare Sherpa Bed Warmers to sheepskin mattress pads, which almost no one can afford. So check them out, SherpaBedWarmers.com.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections. Viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power and a delicious drink. If your body's dragon, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Climbing up the ladder of disgrace, knocking all the power in your face. Together in one place, their dream in God's face. Power given to the night by our might we go. Yes, they fooled us, yes, they trusted God. Look at all their power, power. 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 Destroy. Look at all their power, power. Feel my joy. Look at all their power, power. Destroy. Look at all their power, power. Feel my joy. Look at all their power, power. Destroy. Look at all their power, power. Feel my joy. Lord have mercy. Hear our prayer. Lord have mercy. We're in despair. Lord come quickly. Come leave us here. Lord come quickly. Hear our prayer.
Hey, welcome back to the Watchmen for Jesus program. Family, I know I got 11 of those areas I'm going to tell you about, and then we'll get to the news. I'm just trying to lay the groundwork for any new people that might be out there. And also, I try to throw in new stuff as I go along for the people that's been listening to me for quite a while. Do you understand the impact of what I've said tonight? Do y'all understand that when you sit at classroom and you're listening to lectures, you're reading the book of the professor, it really is not telling you the truth at all. That the history books are completely fabricated? They are. History is written by the winners. I mean, Ben Franklin was a squatty little old man. Ben Franklin was a member of the Hellfire Club. He was evil to the core. You understand this? Thomas Jefferson tried, he wrote his own Bible. He supported Adam Weishaupt in the murder and mayhem at the French Revolution. Such a wonderful revolution, he said. Family, we've been lied to. But here's the problem. I want to make sure you're clear of this. Using their controlled opposition, they're now telling you some of the same things I'm saying right now. They're not going a step further. But what they're telling you is about the Constitution. They're telling you how bad it is and all this. And they've destroyed the Constitution. And we've got tyrannical government and all this stuff. And the bad things about Obama's administration, which is bad. But it's worse in FDR when he tried to set up a dictatorship. I got the quote on that one. All of them have been bad because they're all members of the same Illuminati families. Not just one, all of them, except for the ones they murdered. McKinley, Lincoln, JFK, they tried to kill Andrew Jackson, but they failed three times. Garfield was just a bad actor, and they just wanted to get rid of him. Family, these are the historical facts I'm telling you that they're not printing. They're not telling you. Now, I already proved a point about the education, how corrupt it really is. That's why your professors are steering away from Jesus. This is why your professors are spouting off this historical nonsense. Dictatorships start wars because they need external enemies to exert internal control over their own people. Richard Pearl, the Prince of Darkness, you'll find it. Did y'all get that? Dictatorships start wars because they need external enemies to exert internal control over their own people. Al-Qaeda, Nazism, fascism, now you get it? This was always been going on. Always has. We just never knew it. Hermann Göring, see, we embraced Nazism when after the war. We brought them over here to America. Communists stayed over in Europe, and Nazism came over here after 1945. 1950s, when it targeted America at that point to start losing the wars, and we lost the Vietnam War, and we lost the Korean War. They fought bravely, but it was never meant. And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow at 12 to 2. It was all a big setup. I'm going to cover details. Quote Hermann Göring. Why, of course, the people don't want war. Why should some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can do, best he can get out of it, is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia nor in England, nor for that matter in Germany. That's understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and always a simple matter to drag the people along. Whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or parliament or communist dictatorship, voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked, denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism, expose the country to danger. It works the same in any country. Unquote. James Warburg said in February the 17th, 1950, quote, oh, ain't that a hoot? Today is February the 17th. But 1950, James Warburg said, I quote, we shall have one world government whether or not you like it, by conquest or consent. CFR member, James Warburg, before a Senate Foreign Relations Committee, unquote. You can't get more exact than that. You will find this true. Y'all better wake up, it ain't awake. David Rockefeller, New World Order globalist, quote, we're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis and the nations will accept the New World Order, unquote. Matter of fact, let's quote Abraham Lincoln. Quote, this war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with blood of her noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they had not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and the arms of Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. You'll find that Charles Chinqui, 50 years in the Church of Rome, the Wycliffe Press Protestant Truth Society, Wycliffe Avenue, gives the address, 1885, page 388. Matter of fact, y'all, how about this little quote from Chicago Tribune? About the Korean War, is a 1950 in an article in the Chicago Tribune. It says, I quote, the members of the council, that's the Council of Foreign Relations, should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that's the Korean War. Did you know the General Douglas MacArthur? He said, I quote, the possibility of Red China entry in the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, which in effect protected the Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek forces of 500,000 men. Chiang Kai-shek was for the free Chinese. The State Department, under orders of the Vatican, was for the communist Chinese to make sure Korea stayed communist, South Korea would be divided. Same thing happened in the Vietnam War. I'll talk about that tomorrow. Family, you understand what I'm talking about here now? This is what's really going on. Now, as I approach finishing the 11 areas to take control of the pyramid of manipulation, going back to when I was talking about the Romanov, and during the days of Lincoln, here's what those rascals did. That the European governments were in debt to the Rothschilds as they tried to bring America in for the second 70-year bank cycle. First one was 1789, the second one 1859, third one was 1929. Yeah. Supposed to end the New World Order in 1999, every 70 years. We're put under a bank cycle of debt. That's been all along. You can go to TV and listen to, you know, Bernanke talk and Eric Holder and the folks on TV and all these talk shows. Man, they're not getting it. Glenn Beck, all of them, they have no clue. Because he's a Mormon, which means he supports the New World Order. They cry and pretend like they're patriots. They're not. Whatsoever, because they work for the globalists. If they're on TV, they work for the globalists. Every single one, no exception. It's a reality game, a scripted out transcript on every channel. Limbaugh, Hannity, Beck, O'Reilly, every single one of them. They never get to the crux of it. They just blibber blabber, and they never come to the reality of what's going on, because they're paid to write books and they're paid to parrot off the Council of Foreign Relations control. It's all a bunch of baloney. I'm tired of it, but I'll try to expose it much as I can. A bunch of liars. Now, are cowards because they take the money and they deceive the American people ever so much. So you can't tell the difference sometimes if you don't know the details. Many of the European governments, in fact, back in those days, 1800s, were in debt to the Rothschilds. That's how they do it. So they figured they could use it as a bargaining tool. However, the Tsar Alexander I of Russia, he had not succumbed to the Rothschild Central Bank. He wouldn't go along with the plan. So the Rothschild government plan failed. That's what happened. So Nathan Mayer Rothschild, which used to be German, Bauer used to be their name, not Jew, German. They changed their name to Rothschild to give it a Jewish flavor. Oh, yeah. So Nathan Mayer Rothschild swore that someday he or his descendants would destroy Tsar Alexander I's entire family and their descendants. But unfortunately, he was true to his word, because 102 years later, Rothschilds, through Wall Street, funded the Bolshevik Revolution. Enacted upon that promise. And then in 1928, the Rothschilds, through Wall Street, funded Adolf Hitler. 1928, through IG Farben chemical cartel. It wasn't just donations, family. This was 100% funding. What's his name? Ford. He provided the transportation systems for Hitler. Family, they're all Luciferian. Well, okay. Let's put her money where her mouth is. Anthony Sutton said, I quote, "Without the capital supplied by Wall Street, there would have been no IG Farben in the first place, and almost certainly no Adolf Hitler in World War II." Matter of fact, the Chicago Tribune again said, I quote, in the 50s, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations are persons of much more than average influence in their community. They have used the prestige that their wealth, social position, and their education have given them to lead their country toward bankruptcy and military debacle. They should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, World War II." That's a fact. FDR, one evil individual, beyond words, like Reagan, Nixon. Nixon planned a dictatorship, 1972, 74. I got the details. Family, I'm trying to explain to y'all what's really going on that you're not going to get other places, that you need to know on your own. Back to the Rothschilds. So 102 years later, the Rothschilds ordered the execution by the Bolsheviks they controlled of Tsar Nicholas II and his entire family in Russia. And the Tsar had already abdicated March the 2nd. He wanted them dead, all of them, as both to get control of the country and an act of revenge for Tsar Nicholas I blocking their world government plan in 1815 at the Congress of Vienna. And Tsar Alexander II siding with President Nick Lincoln in 1864. You see, Tsar Alexander II sent ships, warships, to protect New York Harbor, Savannah, Georgia, and San Francisco Harbor. And the Europeans wouldn't dare go against the Russians. They'd have sunk those ships like an iron anvil in the water. The European ships wouldn't have had a chance with the Russian ships. They'd have took them out like planks of lumber. So the cowards backed down. And that really ticked off the Rothschilds for those two cases. And that's why they murdered the entire Alexander family. But they're also the fall guys, too, for the Illuminati that's Italian and German on the inside. A lot of people don't know about. John Coleman talks about it. He has to. He's a member of MI5, MI6. He's required to tell the truth because he's controlled opposition, but he must tell the truth. It's a good book. Committee of the 300. 11 areas. Now I'm going to start over again. Worldwide banking. Worldwide business. Everything. Military. All militaries. And the troops below don't have a clue. Politics. All politics. The money that Rockefeller gained control of the media. The media, the Rockefeller family gained control over the public opinion. With control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. With control of politics, they took control of the nation. They made $200 million over World War I. They control all the education under the secret societies. That's five. They control all media. They control every religion. And they create religions. Jesus Christ is not about religion at all. Jesus Christ is even less about Christianity. Jesus Christ is about our redemption and your salvation. He is your intercessor to God, but it's not about religion. Not about a church. Because a church is where two or more are gathered in His name. There's your church. That's the church He's talking about in the Bible. The Vatican has corrupted it. And we're talking Protestantism. Protestantism was created by the Vatican in order to form the chaos and to justify the Inquisition of murdering 50 to 68 million people between 1200 AD and 1800 AD. And this is not only according to Alberto Rivera, a former Jesuit priest who went public, but others have said about 50 million people were murdered by the Vatican in what's called the Inquisition. And they were all innocent people. John Todd confirms in his knowledge that very few, if any, almost no witches were murdered or were burned or whatever. It was all innocent people. I know for a fact that the Bartholomew Massacre in the 16th century, the Vatican murdered 70 to 100,000 French Huguenots. They would not become Roman Catholic. They murdered them. I know for a fact in 1941 to 1945 at the concentration camp Jasanovich, a bishop was in administration, Bishop Stefanich. They murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 gypsies in one concentration camp by the Ustasha, Roman Catholic troops. They horrified the SS at their cruelty of those in Jasanovich. You all get my point here? This is a Luciferian order. Every religion has been corrupted by design. It's like going to a smorgasbord. You go to a golden corral, and you want to put a little bit of this in your plate, and a little bit of that in your plate. No, I don't like that. Oh, those are, what are that? What's this, beets? Oh, no. So you go to something else. Just pick and choose what you want. Well, that's not God. Because God's got one way to heaven. That's through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. He tells you how to get there through the King James Bible. Repenting of sins, taking him as your Savior, and doing the best you can to live that life. And if you fall away, you repent of that sin, and he'll forgive you of it. And then eventually, when you start repenting enough, that's up to God. Then you start, there's a change in you. It's that change you're looking for. If I say the salvation prayer, and I'm still the same old way, man, you were not in it. You got to truly want to repent. Family, you better start doing it. We don't make up a religion. God's the owner. We're just the renter. You see? We don't remodel the house. And preachers don't set the standard. The King James Bible is a standard that they got to follow. And the preachers are all changing into more lukewarm by design, because they're matching up with the New Age movement. Even Billy Graham says, I quote, "You don't have to know the name of Jesus." Well, yes, you do. I got an interview from Frost that he's on. Or not Frost, but another interview. I forgot the name of the interviewer, but where he doesn't preach that Jesus Christ is the only way. He says because he's getting older and so forth, that he's more mellow now. Well, God's not going to change his law. God's not going to change his salvation because Billy Graham's getting older. It don't work that way. Actually,
but what about those faiths,
there you
the
go.
Mormons and the others that you mentioned, believe in Christ? They believe they will meet Christ. What about those like the Jews, the Muslims, who don't believe as
That's
you believe?
That's in God's hands. I can't be the judge.
You don't judge them?
No. No,
how
I
do you feel when
going to hell and you're, oh, I don't.
How do you feel when you see a lot of these strong Christian leaders go on television and say, you are condemned, you will live in hell if you do not accept Jesus Christ? And they are forceful and judgmental.
Well, they have a right to say that, and they are true to a certain extent, but that's not my calling. My calling is to preach the love of God and the forgiveness of God and the fact that he does forgive us. That's what the cross is all about, what the resurrection is all about. That's the gospel. And you can get off on all kinds of different side trails. And in my earlier ministry, I did the same. But as I got older, I guess I became more mellow and more forgiving and more loving. And the Jerry Falwells and people like that, I love them. I thank God for their ministry. He has a great university. And two of three of my grandchildren have gone there. And they have had a tremendous change in their lives for being there. And some of the other people are the same way, that on the other end of the extreme. Reinhold Niebuhr here in New York years ago preached against me or spoke against me. I loved him with all my heart. I went to see him. And all these people.
Now, that's one part. Let's go to the next part. And you'll hear where he's denying Jesus Christ. And this is a change because this is now the time that the New Age movement's coming around. They've got to where they want to get. And this is how they're all timing it at the right time.
They're members of the body of Christ. And that's what God...
Okay, here we go.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
Robert Schuller, 33rd Degree Mason.
I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is. There definitely is.
Well, now I find that real interesting. But then here's this.
Whereby we must be saved. There is no other way except by the way of that cross. I want to tell you something. If there had been another way of salvation, Jesus would have never died on the cross. On the night that he was betrayed, the night before he died, he knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. What was he praying? He was saying, oh God, if it is possible to save Billy Graham, if it is possible to save Bill and Jim and Susie and the human race, if it is possible, any other way, if they can work their way to heaven, if they can buy their way to heaven, if there's any other way, oh God, spare me the cross tomorrow. But the answer, as it were, came back from heaven. There is no other way. Man cannot be saved by bread alone. Man cannot be saved by earning his way, by working his way. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There is only one way that men can get to heaven. One road. Jesus said it was a narrow road. He said the gate was narrow. And it's the cross, and I must come to his cross. That's the reason that one-third of Matthew, one-third of Mark, that's the reason that one-half of John is given over to the death of Jesus Christ in Hayes' Life of Lincoln. There are 5,000 pages, and Lincoln was dramatically assassinated, but there are only 25 pages given to his death. Yet in the biographies of Jesus Christ, from a third to a half are given to his death. Why? Because it's the only way to heaven.
Now, how about that? Oprah denies Jesus. Everybody denies Jesus now at the right time. Because they always have played this game. See, he had just preached that in the 1950s like everybody else did. Because that generation knew what the truth was. Now come around the New Age movement. This 1990s and the year 2000, now where we are today, 2014, it's all different. So now the baby boomers and World War II veterans are either dying off or they're gone. So now we have a new generation, and now they can come out. Their reputations have been established. What if they had started preaching in the 1950s that there's other ways? They wouldn't have got very far now, would they? And a matter of fact, Rockefeller and Randolph Hearst funded Billy Graham in 1949 through the Laurel Spelman Memorial Fund. He worked for the Illuminati since the beginning. Family, you got to understand what the falling away means. See, now's the time that they're all coming out. Even John MacArthur says it's okay to take that RFID chip. Say, what? Yeah. Family, Jesus Christ is the only way, and there's no wideness. Otherwise, Jesus Christ didn't have to die on the cross. Somebody's saying something wrong. The Bible says otherwise. Religion is part of their manipulation. Intelligence agencies. Every single intelligence agency, listen, they work together. This thing in the Cold War, that fake Cold War we had, was a nonsense. The fake Cold War was a fictitious alternate enemy. Now you understand it. The CIA, FBI. Now this is at the highest level. Will all the CIA agents know this? No, they ain't got a clue. If they step out of the way, they'll have them die. They'll kill them. They'll take down an aircraft. They'll take down a plane. They'll take down a helicopter. Or they'll assassinate them in some way. If they start to speak out, well, this isn't right what y'all are doing. I'm going to tell the news. They'll die. or they'll kill a member of their family. Frank Wisner is a good example. Suicide 1960 was part of a Operation Fiend in 1945 of invasion of Albania. Another Bay of Pigs operation that failed. Family, you work for the devil, you're going to die before you slip out. He might have started slipping and they couldn't let him get away. I don't know. But he committed suicide in 1960s. His son, Frank Wisner Jr., was part of Enron scandal. And also leading a delegation of sort to make Kosovo an independent. Oh, it's all connected. CIA, FBI, NSA, KGB, Mossad, the BND in Germany, DGSC in France, British Intelligence, MI5, MI6, and SIS, the Communist Party heads, Interpol, Europol, whatever, drug cartels, every one of them. Now, they turn them up and use them as scapegoats. They come up with $1 billion in drugs, but that's only because they're turning them in, make it look like they're doing their job. The Mafia, organized crime, all of them. FEMA, shadow government, U.S., Secret Services of Pakistan. They all work together. Sometimes they'll turn some in or they'll take somebody out and they get out of line to make it look like they're really doing their job. They're not. There's 1 million children missing every year. Well, Tom, they saved 16 a couple weeks ago. Yeah, 16 out of 1 million. And with all this surveillance equipment, all this surveillance, they can't find more than 16 of 1 million people missing. Trafficking families done by the Child Protective Service, CIA, turning over to those Satanists in Congress, representatives, CEOs, Bohemian Grove. That's where your children are going. I'm going to tell you where the rest of it is. I'm just not going to go there. You don't want to know anyway. It's too far gone. But 1 million children, they can't find more than 16? So the time they found 16. Well, how about 1 million? With all this surveillance going on, you can't find it. What? Baloney. I don't believe it. They're using them. That's why I pray for Jesus Christ. I don't pray for the Republic coming back, the Constitution, all that stuff. I pray for Jesus Christ to come back. Because if they do have a military takeover of the U.S. government, it'll be the fifth one they planned. 1933, 1963, 1972, 1984, 1987. Carter, Reagan, Oliver North, Giafrida, FEMA, 1999. They all failed. They couldn't bring it together. That's just America. So if they were to have a military takeover, it'd just be the pot for the kettle. Their plan is to show you now, using their controlled opposition, to show you how worthless the government is. This is part of their planning process. I got it written down. And their planning protocol, I found that they're showing how worthless the governments are, which isn't hard to do. But they're doing it now, so when they bring the New World Order in for so-called peace, it's got to be the dialectic. It's got to be real peace. The government's terrible. Yeah. Obama's bad. Yeah. So we got something to replace it. Yeah. It's going to be just as bad and even worse. So they show you the dialectic of it. They've got high school and college kids believing, because of these courses, that the New World Order is bringing peace. But it's a lie. They're bringing Luciferianism, Humanist Manifesto. And then they're going to start depopulation. It's already been going on already. That's what the wars are for. That's what the GMO foods, that's what the vaccinations are all for, is to kill. HPV vaccination is for it to sterilize your children. So he killed 104. Well, Tom, is only 104 out of 350 million. Okay. Well, let's say you got three sisters and two parents. And I'm going to come in and say, well, you have to lose one parent. We're going to kill one. We're going to take two of your sisters. Now, why are you complaining for? You got one parent already. So that should be enough, just one parent, all right? And we're going to take two of your sisters, or just one, whatever. Which ones you want to let go, we're going to kill. Tell me that 104 is not too many. How about if your sister or brother or family member is one of 104? Now you're going to say the same thing? I don't think so. That 104 belong to somebody. One is too many. You see, to murder with HPV vaccination. It's designed to sterilize. It's what the only purpose for it is to sterilize 9 to 12 year olds. Look it up, it's boys and girls. It's for depopulation. And they're not telling you this. Those doctors and nurses, you even find some of the emblems and logos of their family practices are Freemasonry, Luciferian, and Wicca. All the intelligence agencies work together. The classified documents and all that they say is from one enemy to another, no. It's to keep the truth away from the public, because they always trade information in the intelligence agencies. Clinton Gate is just one small example. They always working for the Illuminati and not for the people of the world. Every intelligence agency is like this. All of them. And number 10, medicine and drug companies. Look up the Greek word. You speak Greek? I don't speak Greek, but I know some words in Greek. Pharmakia is one of them. Pharmakia is a root word of pharmacy. You know what pharmacy or pharmakia means in Greek? Sorcery. Pharmacy is sorcery, pharmakia in Greek. Sorcery are the pharmaceuticals. Now, look it up right now. Look right now. Where the CDC approved, the FDA approved microchips in pills. And they can even deliver your grandmother, your dear old grandmother's medication through a microchip in her skin. Look it up. It's there. You can deny it if you want to, but you will find it there. You deny what you want, but it is there, you know. They're going to kill them off. That's what it's for. The health care bill is a distraction. It's to kill. They're already starting to bring up euthanasia in Oregon. Look it up. In Belgium, it's already passed. For children, they can kill themselves if they want to. Now, we know that vaccines have caused, with mercury in them, has caused autism. We know the vaccines causes mutations. We know the depleted uranium has caused mutations. Defective births. Massive. Now, bring in the international rights of the child. The children can make their own decision. It's what they're going to do. And then they're going to say, well, we got all states, so we got three states or four states that's approved the euthanasia for a child in the cases of defective births. Now they have the right to kill themselves, no matter what the parent says. That's their goal. They haven't told you that yet. I'm telling you right now. International rights of the child is being brought around so it'll be approved in the United States. Because in attacking the American family in the walls of the United Nations on November the 20th, 1989, the United States, United Nations General Assembly did in fact approve the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. The 20th nation ratified the treaty on September the 2nd, 1990. And that meant the treaty is now in force. This is what Hillary Clinton, the Black Widow, Hillary Clinton, did not work hard enough because the United States did not sign the convention in the 1990s. And there was pressure from Hillary Clinton and others to ratify the national nightmare. Article 3 of the Convention on the Rights of the Child empowers the social service workers, CPS, to regulate families based on their own subjective interpretation of the best interest of the child. Article 7 requires all children to be registered with a member nation of the United Nations. Article 14 establishes a child's freedom of religion. They can reject any and all religious training. Article 15 establishes a child's freedom of association, and parents cannot restrict the child's access to anyone with whom they wish to associate. Article 16 establishes the rights of the child to privacy. Would likely give a teenage girl the right to have an abortion without parental consent or notification, even if the state laws are to the contrary, because treaties are more powerful at law than the U.S. Constitution. And we don't have a Constitution. It is rendered null and void in 1938, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad, and your judges and lawyers, they know that. They're under a blood oath not to tell you this. Article 18 makes the state a co-parent with the child's biological, adopted, or foster parents. In Article 29, it directs the education of the child toward the philosophy of the New World Order. As enshrined in the United Nations Charter, the UN Charter now becomes law of the land insofar as children are concerned. Jan Blitz said in This World, praised by the UN Convention, winner of 1984, What's Wrong with Children's Rights, says, I quote Jan Blitz, "The traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame, and breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings," unquote. Do I need to go on? Yeah, I do. So, number 10 was medicine and drug companies. The drugs given to our troops takes down their will, causes them to be subservient, depresses them. All the shootings have been because your high school kids in Columbine and Virginia Tech, almost all the shooters are running a Prozac. Family, something going on here now. Number 11, all illegal drugs and organized crime is controlled by the global elite. That's what Korea and Vietnam was all about. That's what Afghanistan, the poppy fields, Vietnam, cocaine. Started in the 1960s, that was used under Tavistock's plan to dumb down a country. And guess which country it was? Began in the 1960s. I've done my homework, family, just like you could. This all connected together. Same names keep popping up, the same committees, same councils, and they just pass it from one generation to the next. They'll plan 100 years ahead, just like I proved to you with Rothschilds. They plan a century ahead for their descendants to murder the descendants. So you don't think the tribe of Dan, going back, all the way back to Jacob, bloodline maintained, commingled bloodline with the fallen angels to give them that royal blood? Blue bloodline is copper-based DNA. That's what I call blue blood. Alchemy. All those areas, it's all controlled. So when you're talking about militia going to take over, you better know the enemy you're fighting before you start taking something over. You better know who you're up against, because your leaders, like General Jerry Boykin and Stubblebine, Bine, whatever, Boykin is a Knights of Malta. Rick Joyner, evangelist, is Knights of Malta. Oliver North is Knights of Malta. Family, pray for them to renounce these blood oaths, get out of these secret societies, and come back to their families and deliver them, because you curse your generation of families, four generations, by involving yourself in these Luciferian agendas. Organizations, by taking blood oaths. So now you got the news. Quote, forget Scientology. Celebs are now falling for an even more sinister religion, introducing the satanic sex cult that's snaring sex stars such as Peaches Gilloff. That's what's happening. I told y'all. Scientology was to pull them in. Now they're going one step up. That's what it was for all along. I talked about the rock and roll today in detail in the first, in my 4 to 6 o'clock broadcast. Part 2 is tomorrow. I'll talk about tomorrow in my broadcast 4 to 6 about the feminist movement and exactly how they've used this to destroy the nation. All right. So, family, Jesus Christ is what it's all about. That's the bottom line. And let me tell you something else it's all about. Now that I've loaded you down with all this, their control, they've lost it. This is why they have to keep this control. This is the reason. Now, family, tomorrow I'm going to talk about, y'all join me tomorrow, 4 to 6, or archives, or you can get archives here also with Revelation Radio Network. This is brought to you by Revelation Radio Network. And I'm here every Monday night from 8 to 10. I have my own program, 4 to 6, on watchmanforjesus.com. My website, Watchman for Jesus. Don't forget tomorrow, 12 to 2, I'll be on Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, from 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time in Diana Spinola's program, Spinola Speaks. Go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com. I have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. I have my own personal Facebook. Family, look up the Humanist Manifesto. Oh, did I cover the 11 areas? I finished the 11 areas that they control. That's just, and each one's got a separate area below it. It's not just 11 areas, that's the major areas. Yeah, legal drugs and organized crime. Family, I just touched the surface today. I just scratched it. That's all. Bottom line is taking Jesus as Savior now and not waiting. That's what it's all about. Everything, their Agenda 21, FEMA, and all this stuff, that's going to fall apart when Jesus Christ says, that's enough. The last person has taken him as their Savior. Jesus knows already who it is. When that happens, man, you're in it. So don't be waiting around. It's coming down the pike. And you can see it happening in front of you. When they start revealing their evil, then you know the dialectic is coming. And they control both sides. It's Jesus at Armageddon, 7 years after the first seal, and hadn't even started yet. 7 years hadn't started yet. These preachers are lying out there, or they're sadly mistaken. We're not even the first seal. You got 7 seals, 7 trumpets. We're not there yet. Close? Not there. You'll know when the tribulation starts. No doubt. These Bagleys and all these guys, they're full of mud. Family, you trust yourself in the King James Bible and take Jesus as Savior, and the Holy Spirit will tell you what's going on. That's something that Satan don't know. He don't have discernment nor wisdom. He got a lot of knowledge, though. He's got control of the world for the time being. But God controls it. He'll never let it go until he has said, that's enough. And then the new world order will start to take over. And boy, you're in it then. You're going to go to work. Jesus is the only one. No human being will do it. No leader anywhere will do it except Jesus. And let me tell you, he's different than the one you think's in the photographs and all that. Look up Sananda Emmanuel, fallen angel. Yeshua, Jeshua, Yahweh, that's not God, and that's not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ. Look up Sananda Emmanuel and see what that looks like. The real Jesus, nobody knows what he looks like. But you will when he comes in the clouds. But they'll be too late. Family, take him as your Savior now. Quit messing around. Well, family, I got to get going here. I think here about another minute. And I appreciate y'all's attention. And come visit me tomorrow, 4 to 6 on my broadcast, or tomorrow night, 7:30 to 9, Bible study. We're going to hit the ground running. And I'll see y'all here next Monday, 8 to 10, on Revelation Radio Network. And we appreciate them allowing us to speak on this network for our show. Thank you very much. So, y'all have a good night. And here in the timing part of it, it's hard to say when it's going to end. But, family, you can read the archives if you didn't get everything tonight. I covered a lot of material, say at least, but you find all of it is substantiated. But you need to find your own information. You need to research it on your own. Don't let other people do it for you. You do your own research. So y'all have a good night. And any time now is going to cut off. And I'll see y'all tomorrow, or I'll see y'all next Monday if you come up next Monday's show. So y'all have a good night, and God bless. So far. The music will start here in a minute, and I will depart. Make sure you visit my website and take the information there. Leave me some messages if you'd like. Any questions? I'm going to remain for a few minutes in the chat room before I leave for a little while. And then if anybody else needs to get in touch with me, you got my email there. tgambletom@yahoo.com. Or you can visit my Facebook, Watchman for Jesus, Facebook. So anytime now, the show's gonna end. Anytime now.